Just saying hi, it's Elena. Welcome, meals. This is Willie's View Podcast, and I have my guest, Elena Rivers. She's a novelist, she's a wife and a mother, she's a YouTuber, and she's also an internet infuser. Okay, Elena, let's try this one more time. I just got cut off on this crazy program. We knew we were just into it. It was a nice little conversation how we were saying that your favorite characters from Pretty Little Liars and Perfectionist, who were those?
All right, so my favorite character from the original PLL is Aria. She's probably my number one. I actually got a kitten not that long ago, and I named her Aria. I just loved her character.
Mm-hmm.
I also loved Hannah because I relate quite a bit to her. We have a lot of similarities. Just how she is, a lot of people, you know, she's pegged as, like, the ditzy blonde, you know, and that's definitely, like, how people peg me, and nobody really gets to know her underneath layers, and I felt like it's the same way with me. Like, you got that girl that does her hair and makeup and acts ditzy once in a while, and that's all you see. You don't care to know anything else, and I can relate to her 100%. The perfectionist, I'm going to go with Mona because I did like Mona in the original Pretty Little Liars, but I really like her in this one. She's shrouded in mystery. It's just, I just love her in this show.
You know what it is? And it's, again, it's nothing on the show. It's just, I really love her writing, of Marlene's writing, because what intrigues me with Mona is that she thinks so much out of the box, whether she's crazy or faking it or just going with the flow. She's so much an amazing character. I think we don't give her enough credit for Mona. She's really, like, a magnificent character.
She is. She really is. And just the level of personality that she has. I mean, I use the word personality because that's exactly what she has. She has, like, the smart, you know, cunning personality, but she's also, like, manipulative, and there's just so much to her character. I love her.
Well, let's cross fingers. I'm hoping that we get a season 2, because I would love that. I just can't get enough of that show.
I know.
Now, let's talk a little bit about theory before we talk more on your YouTube channel.
Okay.
Why don't we dwell into the world of the Perfectionist? I was very into the series, but unlike the fans, there's a few little loopholes they kind of forgot to focus back on. And I don't know if they did that on purpose or because they were on just limited time. But as you recall, since episode 1, it seemed like everybody was being, like, watched, especially Mona talking to the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
What is your theory on that? Do you think she lost her mind, or is she really being under control?
When I watched the pilot episode and I saw her talking into mirrors, I definitely thought she lost her mind.
I was like,
oh, we get crazy Mona in this show. And then you kind of find out at the end of the pilot episode that that's not necessarily the case that we know of anyways. I mean, I kind of thought, okay, I never read the books, but from what I'm hearing about the books is that somebody had a split personality. And so I was wondering if she wasn't the one with the split personality, but I kind of threw that one out after a while. But Mona, like, I'm going to say my theory when it comes to Mona is that, and spoiler alert if you haven't watched the show, I hope you have, but I think she created a game. That's how she got hired to work for the family, Hotchkiss family, for game design. And then she turned over, and now she's in charge of, like, recruitment for the school. So she recruits people into the school, and she created this, she calls it her crystal ball. She created this program that looks for, like, similar personality traits. And kind of, like, going on my theory on this, it comes from one of my viewers, so I don't want anyone to think, like, I'm stealing her theory. Like, her and I kind of came to an agreement, like, that's what we think, but it's mainly her theory on this, and I totally agree with it, that, yeah, Mona had become bored or something with the whole Mary and Alec Drake, where they got out or whatever, but she wanted to create a new game, so she created this crystal ball. And what we're thinking is that the personalities, is that she's trying to find personalities to the original PLL characters, like Spencer, Aria, you know, the list goes on. And the book that Ezra wrote, Ostinato, is about kind of like, well, an ostinato is like part of a melody or a song that repeats itself over and over again. And I think she got inspired by that and wanted to create, like, the same situations that happen in Rosewood. Like, we have Caitlin in this series getting hit by a car, and you had Hannah getting hit by a car. And I think that's why we're seeing a lot of the same things over and over from the original PLL, is that either her or somebody was influenced by that book. But I think, along with that theory, that somebody was either there from the beginning and she didn't know it, or took over, and that's where you have this whole, like, professor thing come in. So that's my theory kind of on Mona. So I don't know if you want the theory on the professor.
Yeah, let's keep this going. I love this conversation. I myself am intrigued by the professor, and people have asked me just to, like, it's funny because sometimes you think I know all the answers, which I don't, and I do admit that. But I'm like you. I get very into it where I'm like, oh my God, that guy just popped out of nowhere, but where was he? And then I'll be like a book. I'm like, wait a minute. Let me go watch the other two episodes again and see if I missed something. And I love that. That's what I love about Marlene. She's so good about these things. So I do that, and I'm looking, and I'm like, I'm wondering, they keep saying the professor might be someone they know already on the set, on the canvas. Maybe we just didn't catch it. But the way it looks, I'm thinking it may be someone they haven't met yet, but has been watching them, like they watch Mona. What do you think?
I have two, kind of like three theories on the professor. The one I think might be Claire. Reason being is that she hired Mona, and Mona kind of like requested Allie, so she went along and hired Allie.
Okay.
Nolan has told Allison that there's so much more to why she was hired. It's not just the way that them two, like Taylor and her, look alike. We know that Jeremy was working for the Hotchkiss family. You saw him at Claire's house, but then we also know that he works for the professor too, because he was supposed to be keeping Caitlin safe.
Right. And we also know that Mason had an affair with Claire, who could be the professor.
She has beaten guard at her fingertips, and she's constantly putting people on, like, active surveillance. So she's obviously watching people, and so is the professor.
There's another twist that you might have missed, because I was thinking about it. Did you catch towards the end on the season finale, did you notice, out of all the students, who notices the professor the most? And that would be Zach.
Yeah.
So what do you think about that? Like, maybe, do you think Zach unintentionally knows the professor? Or could it be that Zach knows who the professor is? He doesn't want to say nothing because he's getting too close to that girl. The one that, I can't remember her name right now, but the one that the dad had made her hide all that money?
Ava,
yes, her. Do you think that maybe he's too close to comfort, and maybe he thinks, oh, well, I should keep my mouth shut about the professor? Or do you think that maybe he just doesn't know who the professor really is that's harming these students?
I think he knows the professor. I mean, either from working at the cafe and doing odd jobs,
right,
or like you're kind of saying, is maybe he knows who the professor is, and like you're saying with Ava. Because I remember Zach, like, hated Ava, like, hated her. So I see what you mean, like, could he be falling for Ava, and now he's kind of like, I don't know what to do, because I originally started this because I didn't like her.
Well, you know what, it would make sense to me. I think, and you're on a roll, I think the professor really could be Claire, because if you think about it, look what happened to Dylan. His ex stalker pops up out of nowhere. That can't be a coincidence. I mean,
no.
Claire is in charge of the school, obviously. So obviously she's got to have some control of who comes out and out about in her own university. Wouldn't you think that?
Mm-hmm.
So you think that maybe she's throwing these little curveballs on purpose to test these guys and girls and see what they're all about?
Well, she definitely has pull. You know, you see in the one episode where Caitlin is in the hospital and Booker comes in and tells the cops that Claire says, I'm taking over this investigation. Like, that would never, ever, ever happen in real life where a campus security guard goes up to, like, police officers and says, you're off the case, I'm taking over. So, like, there's definitely, and as soon as, like, she hands over that card and she says Claire's name, they're like, oh, we love the Hotchkiss family and stuff. And it's like, wait, what? You know, so I found that very odd. And it's like, that kind of leads me to her thinking that she's a professor and has pulls of some sort in this town.
What about Taylor? Do you think she's innocent in this, or do you think she knows her mom is behind this, but like Zach, maybe she needs to keep her mouth shut for personal reasons?
I think Taylor is not innocent in any way, shape, or form. I don't think she's a professor, but I think there's a whole lot to her. Like, I really can see her as a villain. And if anybody is going to have a split personality in this show, it is going to be Taylor. Because I often wondered if she wasn't the one to kill Nolan because of her split personality. I
told people this a lot of times. I really do think that if Zach, I mean, not, yeah, I think it was Nolan, her brother, I felt that either he faked his death, and if it's not, and he's really dead, then I say that it was Taylor that did it, and if it's not Taylor, then it's got to be the mom. But I think it's somehow deep within the family, because I had a feeling that maybe Taylor's dad was alive. The way it was going, his death is a little mystery suspense as well.
Yeah.
I mean, what if the twist is a dad? What if the dad is actually the professor?
It could be. I mean, we're kind of like too early yet to really say for sure who it is. But I do have another professor theory if you want to hear.
Yes, yes, keep going. I love this.
Okay, my other one is that it's Ray Hogadorn.
Oh, yeah, but, the old guy, the janitor.
Yeah, but I don't think he's necessarily a janitor. I think we know him as someone else in this show that we haven't actually met, but we've heard about him. And I think he is Professor Granger. Here's some reasons why. We hear about Professor Granger in the pilot. He is the professor that Allie is covering for. And when I heard the name Granger, I kind of snickered because, like, I'm a big Harry Potter fan.
Yes.
And I thought, like, wouldn't that be great if the actress that played Hermione Granger came to play Professor Granger, but I guess it's Professor Granger is a male. But I thought, wouldn't that be so funny?
Well, you know that Marlene loves Harry Potter books.
Yeah.
And I think that's a cool reference. And I think that's really interesting. And I love these series that you're throwing out because it shows that this is just such an exciting series. It could, if they really do it good, I think it could last for a good 10 seasons if you write it well.
Well, the reason why I think he's Professor Granger is, and I'm pretty sure it's episode 5, it's where him and Mona are discussing things, and it's right at the very beginning of the episode. He talks about his cloak of invisibility. Well, that's from Harry Potter. And he says it again later on to Mona. So, like, you get two references to the cloak of invisibility, which are two Harry Potter references, and then you have Professor Granger.
Right.
We know that Ray likes books because, well, he references Harry Potter. And when Mona is looking around, I don't exactly know how she words it, but she kind of speaks about, like, the status of his room. And he's like, well, it's no Wilden Pond, which is a book.
Yeah.
So, like, and then there was another time he mentioned a book, and I don't remember which one it was. And then they kind of discussed Taylor, and he mentions that Taylor started to figure him out a little bit, but he never discussed, like, how he knew Taylor. Well, Taylor was a TA for Professor Granger, you know, and Professor Granger teaches English books.
Right,
you know, there's, like, a whole bunch of that. And what else? Like, he kind of talked to Mona, and he asked Mona, how did she put that? He came to campus when he was 15, and then he immediately turns to Mona and says, what were you doing when you were 15? Almost like he already knew the answer to that.
Yeah, there you go.
Like, her whole experience back in Rosewood.
And I love how they connect that. That's really cool. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. We're going to take a quick little break. Stay with me online. I'm going to try. Hopefully this will work so I can do my little plug it. But this is just a little clip. So just to get everyone all excited a little bit from what's been going on the season of The Perfectionist. All right, cross fingers. I hope this works. Here we go. Oh my God, I just got goosebumps. I love how Allie does that. Did you find, the way she says it's just so Allie. Oh my God, I love that. All right, we're back. And with Miss Elena Rivers, why don't you tell us about your exciting YouTube channel and how is that going and how did you get it started?
It's going good so far. I just recently started it. I think 2 months ago, so I'm a fresh channel right off the bat. I am in the process of writing a novel. I'm going to be self-publishing it, so all the marketing and stuff I have to do all on my own. So I started looking up on YouTube other authors and see if anyone had their own YouTube channel. And there's lots of them, but the majority of them pretty much just talk about marketing and how to write novels and just writing in general. Not a whole lot of stuff about them. And I don't know if anyone else is like this, but you read a good book and I always wonder what's this author actually like? So that's why I created this channel. It's kind of when I do get my book out there, I want people to be able to come and find me and get to know who I am, my interests, stuff like that. So my channel is just a whole bunch of stuff that I'm interested in. There's the Pretty Little Liars stuff. I love coming up with theories for the show. There's cooking. What else do I do? I also do other shows and movie reviews. I just recently started a playlist. I think I have one video in it. It's called the Backyard Gypsy Videos. It's all essential oils, homesteading, DIY kind of stuff. So, it's a little bit of everything. It's just whatever person my interest, getting to know me. I also have personal stories on there. There's some scary stories and the whole reason why I decided to write a novel. My novel's about a girl being stalked. So I have, personal stalking stories that happened to me. So I'm hoping that people can enjoy it.
Awesome. Okay, well, I've got some fun stuff. As far as The Perfectionist goes, I can definitely see myself relating to Dylan. There's just so many things that he has gone through and what he will be going through for the hopefully the next season. But I can definitely relate to Dylan's character of on the perfectionist, which I really love. So how about on your music playlist? If we were to check out your playlist, what top five songs would we hear?
On my playlist? I don't even know.
I told you I surprised you on the podcast.
I should have been prepared. I love some of that stuff, like Stevie Nicks. I like to listen to like Tom Petty, like older kind of stuff, but I do like to listen to country. I mean, pretty much anything really. Song wise, geez, I have no idea.
All right, so you're a Stevie Nicks fan. Can you do a little song from your favorite song of hers? Can you sing a little bit of a tune off of one of your favorite Stevie Nicks songs?
Yeah, if you give me like 2 seconds here.
Yeah, let's go. This is gonna be fun.
Oh my goodness! Can I pull up like the background music?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, give me a second to search it.
Anything can happen when you go live.
I guess. Give me a second. Okay, here it is. I am not going to guarantee I'm going to sound good at all. Okay?
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Let me know if you can hear it or not. It should be coming on here. Can you hear that?
Yeah, you can turn it up if you want.
That's as loud as I can get.
Okay, go ahead. I'm ready.
Alright, I sing loud, so I'll pull the phone away a little bit.
That's fine.
Okay. Now here you go again. You say you want your freedom. Well, who am I to keep you down? It's only right that you should play. Oh my gosh, I'm messing up. Listen carefully to the sound of the loneliness that your heartbeat tries to melt. In the stillness of remembering what you have and what you love. And what you have, and what you love. Hope thunder and it happens when it's raining. There's only love you when they're playing. Stay with me, they'll come and they'll go.
Oh my god, that is so good. Are you a karaoke girl? Because I love that. You can carry the tune, though. That is good.
I don't know.
Oh my god, I love that. I mean, I love that. Thunder only happens when it's raining. Players only love you when they're playing. I love that. See? I did it too, so we both got a chance to sing it.
There you go.
Oh my god, that's amazing. All right, what about any books? Do you have any favorite hobbies and books that you like to read?
Books? I try not to read too much when I'm writing, but I love Nicholas Sparks. I haven't read in a while his stuff, but oh my, like, some of his stuff. Like, the first one I ever read was A Bend in the Road.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it was on, back in high school, it was on a reading list that we had to pick so many books off of, and I just kind of, like, randomly picked it, and I loved it, and, oh my, like, some of the ones he's turned into movies are really good, too, so, like, I love to read the book and then go and watch the movie.
I know. And I'm hearing so many wonderful things on the Nicholas Sparks, too, that there's supposed to be two more films coming out within this year or next year, I think they said.
That'd be great.
That would be really good. I love that. Okay. What's one book that you've read that you would love to see be made into a movie?
Oh, my. I have no idea. Like I said, I don't read a whole lot anymore. And if I do, it's always a Nicholas Sparks. That's usually what I go for.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Okay, any top three movies that you've enjoyed or want to see this summer?
That I've enjoyed? Can they be old ones?
Sure,
this is going to sound crazy, and I know I'm probably going to get, thumbs down for this, but, it is. One of my favorite movies is Super Troopers. I don't know what it is. I could sit and watch that movie.
I love that movie.
Crack me up.
That movie is crazy. I love it. Because cops are over there in their interrogation room, and it's empty, and they're watching videos of their, the suspects, the people they arrest, and they're literally watching the videotapes of all these people getting arrested, and they're just having a party.
Mm-hmm. I like when they pull people over. The games they play, not that I want to get pulled over, but I wish if I ever, get pulled over, I would love for cops to act like that, because I don't know if I can control myself from laughing.
The troopers, pull over. I can't pull any faster. It's already, we're already here. He's like, dude, I'm tripping out.
I don't want to prove me, she's such an idiot. I love that movie.
Did you watch the second one? Because I admit I haven't seen it yet. But it's got it's got Linda Carter in there from, Wonder Woman. And I want to see it so bad, because I'm such a big Linda Carter fan, so oh my god, it's on my list, but there's just so many movies to watch, it's hard to keep up with all of them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know, I am so, out of the loop, especially with, my kids. My kids will come up and they'll be like, I want to see this movie, or have you heard about this movie? I'm like, no.
Mm-hmm. Thank god for kids, right? They keep us level to where, if we don't know what's out there, they'll let you know.
Oh, yeah. Especially when it comes to, artists and stuff, they'll be like, oh, you know who this is. I'm like, no. play me the song, maybe I'll know, but it's nope.
Well,
I think I live in my own little bubble sometimes.
Yes, I agree. I'm a single parent, too. I know where you're coming from. I love the fact of these kids enjoying so many good movies that are out there. For example, has your kids, have they seen Wonder Park or Ugly Dolls yet?
No, they just watched Aladdin not that long ago. I think that was the last one they went to see.
It's so, oh my god, it's amazing. And then Aladdin, it surprised me because, the trailer just doesn't, to me, the trailer doesn't do it justice. The movie did really good in that aspect, and I'm surprised Will Smith did better than what I thought, but overall, the way it was written, the performances, and the film itself, I think it really deserves a nod for its amazement.
I know, I wanted to see it. They went with my mom, so mm-hmm. I didn't get a chance to watch it, but I do want to see it. They liked it.
You were in for a treat. It's just so enjoyable. Last night, yesterday actually, I got to watch Elton John's movie of The Rocket Man.
Okay.
Oh my god, I tell you, it will touch your heart and soul.
Aww.
It is so amazing, but I won't lie, you need to take hankies with you because it's that intense that the guy next to me, and he looked like strong bodybuilder type, he was like, It was good, though, but the music is so, oh my god, it's so good. And the young actor, Taron Egerton, he can sing, oh my god. He's the essence of Elton John. It was just that good. So if you go with the girls out or whatever, go watch the movie. Just don't forget to take some hankies with you. It's really good, though. I highly recommend that one. That one's a good one.
Okay. I can see it being good because I watched the trailer on it. I thought, oh, man, like, really good, but...
All right, so before I let you go, we're going to do a quick speed round. I'm going to ask you some questions, and you just tell me, top of your head, the answer.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Here we go. Two of your favorite foods.
Okay, I don't know if anyone's ever heard of this, but it's called hot lettuce. It's where you fry up bacon, you save the bacon grease, and you make, like, almost like a salad, just with lettuce and onion. And then with the dressing, you add, like, vinegar, salt and pepper, and I'm sure I'm missing ingredients, and you pour it all together, mix it up, and put it over mashed potatoes. It is the best thing ever. That and pizza. Like, I love pizza.
All right. Well, hopefully you'll come back, and when you do, maybe bring some recipes with you and share it with the podcast.
That'd be great. If they go to my YouTube channel, there's a whole bunch of recipes on there. I just did a how to mull your own wine at home. So that was my latest video.
Okay. Two foods that you would never eat.
Never eat. Snails. I don't think I could muster up eating snails. And probably kind of like the same one, like octopus or like squid or something.
I don't know
if I can eat that either.
I've had the calamari, which I guess is supposed to be squid. I've had that at a, like a China buffet and also at a, Italian restaurant. And I tell you what, they're really actually pretty good. It's crunchy. Oh. It's very good. But I don't eat it a lot though, every now and then. Okay. Favorite childhood memory?
Oh, boy. Probably just my camping. Like, we used to go camping all the time, so I can't really, like, muster it down to one event. Mm-hmm. The one place we'd go had this big lake, and I remember one time we went on the other side of it, and I was just kind of swimming, and I pulled up. There was a bunch of rocks. And I pulled them up, and they were fossils, like, really cool fossils, like, fish all over it, you know, one with, like, seashells all over it, and, like, when I was a kid, like, I was a big fossil rock collector, so, like, that was just the best thing ever.
Okay, how about on your bucket list, three things that you've yet to do that you would like to do?
Three things, zip lining. Like, I'm not the biggest fan of heights. Like, zip lining is one of them.
Okay.
Travel, like, to another country. I don't know which one necessarily. There's so many I'd like to go to, but there's some that I would like out of the country traveling. The only place I've ever been out of the country is Canada.
Okay.
So that's it. Third one, I honestly have no idea.
It's good. Okay. Last question. What is the most challenging part of being a parent?
To be honest, keeping a straight face. Sometimes it's like, because, yeah, I mean, you're a kid. You know the stuff you did. And it's like when you see your kids, like, doing the same stuff, like, either it's hard to, you know.
Karma.
Be like,
karma.
Do that. Yeah. Or like, pain. So if somebody goes, like, walking through and falls in, like, and, like, they're out full fall in, like, a mud puddle or something, like, it is all, like, I have to go hide and laugh. So, like, when my kids are hurt, it is, like, and again, it sounds awful, but it's, like, it's so hard not to laugh, and then they get mad at me. Like, why are you laughing? Like, I'm bleeding, and I'm, like, because you're bleeding.
I hear you. Well, I had so much fun having you on, and I hope that you can come back maybe in July. That'd be great.
Yeah, sure.
And maybe bring some recipes and any other things you'd love to share on the podcast. So before I wrap it up, are there any shout-outs that you'd like to put on the podcast? Maybe your best friend, a family member, any organizations that you donate? Now's a good chance to go ahead and do a shout-out for them.
My husband, who's at work, okay. Hi, honey. My best friend, Aaron. Hi, Aaron. My family's church is Hope Rising. Shout out to them. Just any of my listeners, any of my viewers from my YouTube channel, like, I appreciate every single one of you. Same way with my Instagram followers. Shout out to all you guys. Thanks for your support.
All right. Thank you so much. And you enjoy your the rest of your week. It was great having you.
You too. Thanks.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. We had so much fun having Miss Alina Rivers. And thanks for listening. And I will see you on the flip side. I'm leaving you now with two of my favorite songs. Here we go. This one is from Rocket Man soundtrack, and I love this song. Taron Egerton singing Border Song. Kit Connor, Gemma Jones, Bryce Dallas Howard, I Want Love. Finally, our song of the day is by Pepper Juice Music. Here we go. Kill This Love. Bye-bye.